Shalom Rabosa, I hope all is well. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Lamed. Today's shir is Beschuz Rafu Shleima for Avram Yitzchak Ben Chana, who's having a small procedure tomorrow, and obviously Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael, and for all of Am Yisrael who are infected with the coronavirus. Okay, we learned yesterday at the on yesterday's daf on Chavtes Mabez, we started talking about Kashrus, Hilchos Kashrus, and that's going to take us again through today's daf as well. Different aspects of kashrus. If you ever wanted to take a crash course through kashrus topics and concepts, so that's Pesachim Daf Lamed, Pesachim Daf Chavtes, that you are in the right place. So yesterday, just to recap, we had said that according to Rav and Shmuel, if you have a mixture of min b'mino, in terms of any isur hana, let's say you have something that's, I don't know, something that's treif, and you have a mixture of, let's say, kosher chicken soup and treif chicken soup. So according to Rav and Shmuel, min b'mino, right, again, that means that the item in question and the item it fell into and got mixed up with are of the same type, right, like two types of chicken soups, right, same flavor, just one with kosher chicken, one with treif chicken. So if it's min b'mino, then it's asur b'mashu, meaning there is no bittel, then it is asur, even with a tiny amount, the food is asur. If it's a mixture of min shebesheino mino, if it's two different types of foodstuffs, so then that is usur b'no sein tam, according to Rav and Shmuel. It is usur if the item that fell in imparts any flavor. And on the conversely, well, not conversely, but on the more lenient side, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish said that if it's min b'mino, if the two items that fell in are the same type, so then usur b'no sein tam, it's usur if there is taste imparted by the isur item. As well as min b'she'enom, you know, as well as if the two items are not the same same item, it is also just usur b'no sein tam. It is usur if there is taste imparted by the isur item. That was all other isurim in the Torah. But what about chametz? So we had said, according to Rav and Shmuel, on Pesach, chametz is usur b'mashu. It's usur any amount of chametz will usur. Some sort of mixture. Shalom is mano, meaning after Pesach. So then, b'mino aser, we said, according to Rav and Shmuel, if it's two items of the same type, so then it is aser, right? Again, aser b'mashu, it's aser, the mixture is no good. But shalom b'mino, if it's two different items, so then it's, again, it's mutter, meaning it would be, there is a concept of bata. Meaning a mashu would not aser the mixture, it would be mutter. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said that if it's bismano, if it's on Pesach, it's aser b'no sein tam, if there is flavor imparted by the iser item, and if it's shalom bismano after Pesach, so then a mixture is mutter, it is not aser b'mashu. So now, at the top of Lamed Amar Aleph, yeah, that's basically a recap of Chavtes Mabez, at the top of Lamed Amar Aleph, so now we have the halacha. Amar Rava. Rava says, what's the halacha? Hilchasa chametz bezmano b'mino ben shalom b'mino osur b'mashu. According to Rava, chametz on Pesach, right? If regardless of whether it's the same type of food or different types of food, it's osur b'mashu. Any type of food mixture is osur if there's chametz. That's kerav. Like Rav said, again, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish had said, it's osur b'no sein tam, right? Rav had said, it was also with any amount. Shalom is mano, but after Pesach, ben b'mino, ben shalom b'mino, mutter, if regardless of what it's mixed like, that's Rabbi Shimon. Again, that's like, again, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Shimon had said that chametz after Pesach, there's no concept of chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. Again, we had mentioned that yesterday as well. So Gemara says, Amar Rava Hagi, the Rava really say this. Amar Rava, Rava also said that Rabbi Shimon knasa kanis, whole of avar alav b'yavay matzei. Right, it's not true that Rabbi Shimon does not hold to the concept of chametz shalav over Pesach being usur. Right, we said that Rabbi Shimon was kones; he put a punishment on someone who violated Bar Rabbi Matzei, meaning a Jew who owned chametz. So therefore, the food is usur midirabanan after Pesach. So it's not really Rabbi Shimon's shita who says that it's mutter, you know, regardless, even if there is no sein tam, even if there is flavor. So the Gemara answers, yeah, no, enechinami. Rabbi Shimon, when he made a punishment for anybody who owned chametz, that's only be'en. That's only if you're holding a piece of bread or whatever. Avaydi tarovas, but if there's a mixture of some sort, like we're discussing, so then lo, then Rabbi Shimon does not aser chametz shavar lava pesach. The Ozda Rava Latame, and Rava agrees, again, this is Rava Shita, the Amar Rava, Rava Saki, Avina Be'er Rav Nachman, when I was in Rav Nachman's base medrash. Shiva Yomi de Pischa, when Pesach had finished, when Pesach was over, Amarlani would say to us, Pogu uzvina chamira devnei chela. Go, you can go out and buy, right? Go, you can go buy chametz, devnei chela from the soldiers, from the officers, right, or the goyim. And again, that's Rabbi Shimon that says only a Jew's chametz is asa of a little pesach, chametz of a little pesach is aser, and a goy's is mutter. Okay, that's what Rav said. Okay, and that's, again, Ayin Sham, obviously a lot to talk about, but that's generally how we paskin. Okay, generally, again, without obviously there's a lot going on here. Fine, two dots. Amar Rav. Again, this is not going to be the same issue, but again, issues of kashrus that come up, and we're going to talk about these concepts that impact really all halachos kashrus, but specifically over here in Pesach. Amar Rav. Rav says, Kederos be Pesach, Yishavru, Yishaveru, right? Kederos, as these are Kederos, we're talking about earthenware pots. Earthenware pots, right? If you look at Rashi, Amar Rav, Kederos Pesach, Yishaveru. So Rav, the time eight, Amar Chometz, Af, Achar's Mano, Aser, Behana, right? Kerabi Yehuda, Vizli, Bemashu, Bekasover, Nosin Tanath Gam, Aser, Valesa, Vizak, Vizak, okay, for 1 second, trying to find where he defines them as. I take it back. Rashi does not say that over here, but usually a kadera is an earthenware jug. So basically what we're saying over here, again, we should really read that Rashi more carefully. I was looking for something. But anyway, let's read that Rashi. Rav l'taymei, this is Rav Shita, Amar chametz af la'achar zmano osr b'hana. Again, that holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that chametz that comes after Pesach is osr midoraisa. V'yisle b'mashu, and any amount. V'kasavar no sin tam l'vgam osr. And even if the flavor has become lefgam. Now that's again a concept of kashrus that basically after 24 hours, it's a machlokas, I think Rashi holds if it's 12 hours, but after 24 hours the flavor in an item starts to dissipate. It's literally, I mean, lefgam means it harms the dish. But as we know, kedera pots in general are absorb flavor when they are used in a hot setting, right, to either cook food, etc. So Rav holds that this any type of item, right? Again, kederos be Pesach. If you're talking about a pot, an earthenware pot, again, that you've used before Pesach, and now you're talking about you want to use it on Pesach, so it doesn't work. I mean, you have to break them. There is no remedy. There's no. Basically, what he's saying is there's no way to get the chametz out of the earthenware pot, out of the klei charis. Because even though you have a flavor in them that's, even if it's more than 24 hours, it's still, you can't get it out of there. That's Rav Shita holds that, again, even if it's lefgam, even if it's over 24 hours, then it's going to be aser. The Gemara says, V'amai, l'shinu l'achar Pesach, or v'lever b'hu shalom b'minan. So the Gemara says, 1 second, I understand. Just leave them alone and use them after Pesach when chametz is mutter again. Why do you have to destroy these pots? So it says gzeira. It was a gzeira. Dilma asur lemevi behu b'mino, meaning it would only be mutter to do it shalom b'mino, right? Again, because that's what we said before. According to Rav, right, he agrees that min shalom b'mino is only asur nosin tam. And once you have a minimal amount of flavor in the pot, right, it's only mutter shalom nosin tam. Shalom b'mino, but if it's b'mino, so then we said it's asur b'mashu, it's asur with any amount. So any amount of flavor that's stored in the pot, if you use it after Pesach, right, that's going to be asur. So the only thing you could do with these earthenware pots is use them in dissimilar cooking methods. If you made a soup, so you'd have to cook meat or whatever in a different type of item. But Rav said it's a gzera, we're not going to allow you to use it at all. Because you may come to cook another soup, right? The same item that had chametz in it before Pesach. Shmuel says, no, lo yishaveru, you don't need to break them. Avomashu l'lachar zmano, right? Again, you can use them after Pesach. V'avibu b'min shlomo b'ino, right? Again, he holds you can use them with any type of food. Again, that's Rabbi Shimon, who holds that that chametz shavu l'av Pesach is mutter. V'az shmuel l'tamei, and this is Shmuel shita, damar shmuel l'hanu dim zavnei candy. Shmuel said to the people who sell new pots right after Pesach, Ashru zvine akandaichi. I mean, make sure you don't jack up the price, right? Because if you start ripping people off, so then darshina l'chuk Rabbi Shimon. Then I'll say in public that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, and people don't actually need new pots, and then you won't sell anything. So Gemara says, okay, so, well, 1 second. Validrushu, why doesn't Shmuel just do that? Right? Because, right, the Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon's really, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, Wait, so why didn't he just announce that's the halacha? So Gemara says, because Asher Rav, because he was in Rav's neighborhood. And Rav does not hold like Rabbi Shimon, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So, but still, again, Shmuel wanted to threaten them, right, to make sure the sellers didn't rip people off. Okay, Ahutanur Tachu Beit Tichya. There was an oven that they used. Tichya is some sort of animal fat. If you look at Rashi, right, in the first white line, Shuman Nasnubo Bekar Kiiso. They would kind of rub it in animal fat, or no seintam belechem, that would kind of impact the flavor of the bread. I mentioned before they used to cook bread on the walls, so again, if you rub it with animal fat, so that's going to make make the bread taste better. And it was fleishach, and again, that would make the bread fleishach. Fleishach, that's an important point, right? And therefore, asra Rava bar ahiloi lemichle berifto. So Rava said, anytime. Meaning when in an oven that they did this, but they kind of greased the inside with fat, with fleishach fat, with animal fat. So then Rava said it's aser, afil b'milcha. Right, even if you're going to eat it with salt, right, la'olam, meaning it's always aser, because dama aser l'milcha l'kutcha, because you may come to use the bread to eat kutach, right? We said kutach is this milchic dip that stays for a long time, right? So again, he held that the meat, that the bread was fleishach. May I ask you a question? 1 second. Ain lushin es ha'isa b'chalav. You're not allowed to make milk dough, right? You're not allowed to knead K-N-E-A-D, bread with dough with milk. And if you did do that, so then the bread is aser. Because people will accustomedly eat meat with bread. They're very common to eat meat with bread. Similarly, in Tashin is a tanur ba'elya. You're not allowed to use the fat of the tail of the sheep to kind of grease down the oven. If you did do that, so then all the bread is usur until you fire it up, until you heated up the oven and burned off that layer of grease. And if you did that, so then the bread is mutter. So apparently, tiyufta to Rav Bar Ahilai, tiyufta, apparently that's a tiyufta to Rav Bar Ahilai, because he said, right, what did he say? He said, la'olam, it's always aser, right? If you grease this oven with animal fats, it's always aser, because you may eat it with milk, but here the Gemara gives, this Brisa gives a way out that you can burn off the fats. Apparently Rav Bar Ahilai did not agree with that ability, that he held that the oven, you cannot burn out the grease. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi v'chimachad the tosav Rav Bar Ahilai. After you have this tiyufta, so amayka amar Rav k'deres pesach yishaberu. So well, hold on. If you're telling me that this whole concept of you can get rid of grease, you can burn out the flavor in the oven, right, in the inside of the oven, so why do you have to break all of the klei cheres, all the earthenware pots on Pesach, right? The chametz tika pots, why do you have to break them? Why can't you just burn them out, right? Burn out the flavor. So Amalei, Hasam Tanur Shamateches. He said, V'hachar Kedere Shel Cheres. Because there, that brisa, the oven is made of metal. Metal, you're able to burn out the flavor. But by Kedere, an earthenware pot, so then you cannot. Then the flavor is in there, and there is no fix. Or another answer, you could say Havah B'Chashal Cheres, or you could say, really, no, there is a fix for earthenware pots. So why, in one brisa, is it Asur L'Olam, or Asur, one brisa, you can burn it out. If you burn it from the inside, so then you get, then that's fine. I mean, then you can get rid of the flavor. But if you burn it from the outside, so that's not going to work. Yes. No, other way around. No, I was correct. Meaning that the burning from the outside doesn't take out the fire, the tam, the flavor, because again, the flavor was absorbed from the inside, right? The heat doesn't get there. The Gemara says, well, why didn't you just burn it on the inside in the Kate Bryson where it's Osir? So Chayza, let me show him the Pukka, because we're concerned. I mean, again, if you remember, that was Rav. Rav was concerned that you won't heat it enough, meaning an earthenware pot, it could break if you heated it too much. If you didn't get to the proper flavor, if you didn't get to the proper temperature, so then it would break, and he was afraid that people wouldn't get to the right temperature, and therefore not kosher properly. So Hilchav, therefore, hay buchya, if you have some sort of bread mold, then apparently, again, they would grease it or whatever, So and they want to get the flavor out. So hisekem libachotzuva aser. If you burn it out from the outside, then it's aser to use. Right? Again, because you have the fleshich is meat, and you have not successfully pulled out the flavor because you burned it from the outside, not the inside. V'imaya gumre. But if you filled it with hot burning coals, so then shabar dami, that will work. Apparently, there was no concern that you wouldn't make it hot enough because these bread molds were strong enough. Okay, what about a knife? So Amar Ravina Ravashi, Hani Sakine, the Piska Hechi Avdina Lehu. What do you do about knives for Pesach? And again, obviously they're used for chametz year round. So Amar Lehi Ledidi Chadasa Ka Avdina. Ravashi said, well, I get new ones. So Amar Lehi Tenech My Defshalei. Okay, that's great. You're wealthy enough that you can do that. You can buy more knives. But Delo Eshalei Mai. But if you can't, so then what do you do? So Amar Lehi Ravashi said back to him, no. Ana Kein Chadata Kamina. I don't mean I buy new knives every Pesach. I meant, right, again, back in the day, I would imagine it's some sort of expense. But Ravashi meant that it's like new, right? Ke'en chadot, it's like they're new. Because what do I do? Katayhu betina ufarz laihu benura, right? I wrap the wooden part of the knives. Tina is like a mud or clay, so they don't burn. And then you stick the metal in the fire. And then he said, v'hoder ma'elna lekatayhu berotchen. And then I put, then I take the clay or the mud off, and I dip everything in boiling water. I guess the halacha is idividi berotchen. Right, both of them you could just dip the entire knife in boiling water with a kli rishon, as long as it's a kli rishon. There's a lot going on over here. Basically, just to give a little bit of a background. So Gemara is about to say, let's do one more line and then we'll explain a little bit what the point of sticking it in fire, sticking in boiling water. Amar Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua, eats parur, if you have a stirring spoon, magilu barotchin, again you can do hagala, you can put it in boiling water, uva kli rishon, right, as long as it's on the fire. Kasavar, and apparently he holds, meaning the shita is, and a phrase that's very important in kashas, kabolo kach polto, just like it was bolea, swallowed, just like the flavor was absorbed into the knife, or in this case the wooden spoon, so too it is spit out, so too that's how the flavor comes out. And that's basically the concept over here. Whenever something was trafed up, or in this case, imparted with chametz flavor, so the same way you impart it with flavor, that's how you have to get the flavor out. If it was, let's say, barbecue racks, and you use it for fire and grilling and whatever, and you used it for chametz or whatever, or traif in a more common example, right? If you just, you're in the aisle in the supermarket, in a regular supermarket, you buy traif franks, you don't realize that they're traif, and you throw it on the grill, and you realize afterwards, you look at the package, oh man, what did I just do to my oven? So the same way, right, they were absorbed flavor, the same way the metal grates absorb the flavor, that's how you would kasher them. You would also pass it through a burning fire. So that's what we do. At first, that's what we suggested to do with the knife. And because maybe, again, you stuck it into chametz that was burning hot or etc. And the second thing, if they're throwing it in water, that's something called hagala. That's, if a chicken soup pot was trafed up, again, if for whatever reason you took a trafe chicken, or just made a mistake, or whatever it was, and there's trafe flavor in the pot. So again, you would also, again, this is obviously very primitive, but the concept of hagala means that you would similarly boil it in hot water, and that's how the flavor comes out. Just like the flavor went in, that's how the flavor went out. So again, the knife as well, which we mentioned before, you would just throw it in boiling water. Again, I guess, Mistama, the most common, the Rishonim go talk about exactly, why you can boil the knife. Mistama, Pashupshat, if I'm not mistaken, is the Ramban, at least for me, Pashupshat, that's the most times you're going to use a knife, it says Ramban, right? The most common thing you can use a knife for is stirring, I don't know, chametz stick of chicken soup. It's more rare, says the Ramban, that you would stick it into chametz that was burning on a fire. Okay, I'm not sure exactly of the practices of cooking back in the day, but that's what he says, and that's why he suggested to do both. And that's why the Gemara said, that really all you need to do is throw it in a pot of boiling water, because that was, I guess, Rov Tashmisha, that was the main usage of the kalim in question. Okay. Let's go a little weiter now. We'll get to the Mishnah Mitzvah. They asked Meremar the following question. Hani mani de kunya. This is a kli. Rashi says over here that's it's basically it's what's it called? Right. If you look at Rashi, Mishal Cheresu v'Tuach Be'Iver. So that's an interesting Zach, and it also has implications for our Kalim. That basically this Kli is made out of pottery. Right? So again, we said that you cannot get the flavor out of pottery, so theoretically you should have to break it. But it's covered, it's glazed in metal, in lead. So the question is, now a metal Kli, you can get the flavor out of. So the question is, when you say now you have hot, I don't know, oatmeal in that bowl. So did that chametz, did that hot item go through the metal into the Kli Charetz, and therefore you cannot kosher it? Or is it only get as far as the metal, and therefore you can kosher it? So that's a Gemara asks. My lushta mushe boba pisqa, can you kosher them? Can you use them on Pesach? Can you get out the chametz stick of flavor? So the Gemara says, Yoroka lo tiboy lecha, apparently the green ones, you don't even have to ask about the Vadi Asiri, because apparently they're definitely aser, and apparently that, you know, the flavor for sure went into the green ones. I guess they had different color pottery. And that was different materials. Again, I'm not familiar, but okay. Apparently the green ones, they for sure would absorb flavor, and therefore they're considered pottery, and therefore they are usher. But uchmi v'chivari, meaning white or black, my. But what's the... The question should be, uchmi v'chivari, my. What about white and black ones? Again, apparently that was a different type of pottery, and the question is, right, did those absorb flavor or not? And when there's a crack in the metal, so then for sure there's no question, because the Vade Asiri again, because the flavor is going to get in there and get to the pottery. The question is, what if it's clean, if it's complete, if it's smooth, if it's right, if there's no way for the flavor to get through the metal, does it naturally get through the metal? So Amarle Chazino Lahu Demidaisa. I've seen that these kalim literally means they sweat. Demidaisa, that they give off liquid. My Rashi says Poltin Hamashkin Bedofnan Hachitzon. Apparently the liquid gets from the inside to the outside. Right, so Alma Bali Vasiri. Apparently, what do you see from that? Said Marimar, that the flavor goes all the way through. Right, and it does. It is considered to be kli charetz. Right, Torah heid al kli charetz she'ino yotze midei dofio leolam. Right, that kli charetz. The Torah has said that a kli charetz, you can't akasher, you cannot fix, and therefore it is no good. Maishna the linyan yain nesach. Why? What's the difference between that and yain nesach? Yain nesach. Again, it's you know, what's it called? Mestama. It's you'll see in a second. It's not talking about yain nesach. Yain nesach is an iser deraisa of using wine for avodah zara. There's a more common derabanan iser of stam yinam, which is any regular goyisha wine that Chazal answered. Mestama. That's what we're talking about over here, as you'll see in a second, right? Because it's din derabanan. So, what about that? I mean, he says the darish marimar mani de kunya. These again, the same type of kalim that has a goy's wine. Ben uchma ben chiyura ben yoroka shari. Regardless of what type of what's it called, it is, or what type of pottery it is, they are mutter the gamrei. So what's the difference between that and chametz? V'chitemi yai nesuk the rabbanan chametz daraisa. If you're telling me the difference is daraisa the rabbanan, again, that's why I said it's clearly talking about stam yinam and not yai nesach, because yai nesach is daraisa. Either way, right, not allowed to use anything that was used for avodah zara. Either way, so if you're telling me that's daraisa the rabbanan, is the difference? So call the tikkun the rabbanan, kain daraisa tikkun. Right. Usually, we have a concept that anything the chazal were instituted is similar, is based off of the din of daraisa. So just like your chametz over here, why didn't Chazal set up their takana like they did by chametz? A very important concept in kashrus, that the chametz, right, that we're talking about was again, like I said, a hot piece of oatmeal, hot bowl of oatmeal. It was hot. But when we're talking about the yain nesach, obviously wine is going to be cold, and that is not going to impart the same type of flavor, and that is very, very important. Again, that distinction between hot and cold and kashrus. If someone, for example, had a cold bowl of cereal in a treif bowl, so everything is fine, assuming the bowl is clean. Right, you go away to an Airbnb, and you bring your own food because it's kosher, but obviously there are utensils there. You have a cold bowl of cereal, cold milk, everything's kosher. The bowl doesn't belong to a Jew. It's not like it's treif. Everything is fine. Everything is fine, totally fine. So that's because it was cold. Right? Everything. Now, obviously, there's a lot. It's very simplistic, but for there to be an issue in terms of kashrus, 9 times out of 10, you need some sort of heat. If everything was used, if you stuck You know, if you used a meat spoon to for your cereal, everything is fine. There is no, obviously, assuming there's no actual meat flavor or item, on, assuming the spoon is clean, nothing has happened. Everything is fine. There's no transfer of taste if items are cold. So Gemara says, Amar Rava Bar, well, usually, as we're going to see one exception in a second. Amar Rava Bar Abba, Amar Bechia Bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel, Kol HaKem Shenishtando Behem Chametz Betzonin, again, any kli that you used, chametz, cold chametz in that kli, so then Mishtamish Behem Matzah, again, you can use it you can use matzah in it. Like I said, nothing has happened to that utensil. If it's all been cold, nothing has happened, you rinse it out, it's clean, the end. Chutz min beis asor. The one exception is this beis asor, which apparently was, if you look at Rashi, klisha isha shore umanachas bo es asor. Apparently, it was a bowl where they would leave the dough and soak the dough in there. And as Gemara just finishes off, hol v'shechimutzo kasha. Apparently, since there's a lot of chimutz over there, there's a lot of flavor that is interacting. In fact, it's a sharp flavor, so then that actually will transfer flavor, even though everything is cold. Amar Ravashi, I would assume it's the concept, that, again, just to throw out a phrase at you, I'm not sure, I haven't seen this in Rashi or in anywhere else, I would assume this is the concept of Kavush Kamavushal, that if you pickle something, if you leave something in a utensil, in liquid that's sharp, so then it transmits taste. I don't actually see that anywhere, but I would imagine this is the same concept or a similar concept. Anyway, that sometimes, again, sharp flavor, you have this by a knife as well, by cutting an onion, etc. Again, this is already kashrus topics that Mitzvah Shem we can talk about another time. But you do have this when you have a sharp flavor, so sometimes that will transmit flavor even though there is no heat involved. So Amar Ravashi says, "Beis charoses kebeis or shechintzu kasha dami." Again, this beis charoses, I'm not sure exactly what it is. Rashi again says, "Kli shenoshnu bo chometz." Apparently, it's a kli that you use to hold vinegar. And Rashi says sometimes they would put dough, flour in there, and they would dip stuff into there. Okay, either way, meaning it's some sort of kind of condiment holder. Not charoses like we're used to, but I think it means right. It holds like liquid and maybe a combination of other items. Vinegar and maybe other items. So that is also the same thing. Maybe that will transmit flavor into the kli, even though it's only cold. Amar Rava, hi agane de mechoza. Again, these troughs from mechoza, again, which the women would use to knead, K-N-E-A-D, dough. So hol v'tride lemelish b'uchamira, since they would always knead dough in them, so umashu bechamira, and they would also leave it in there for a while. So then kibesor shechim zukasha dami. Right, again, it's similar to this kli because the chimots, the vinegar, the chametz, what's the word in English? I forget already. But the flavor is intense and it already is hard and difficult, and it goes into the kli without their needing heat. Kama says pshita. Well, isn't that exactly the same thing we just said? That a kli that they use to knead dough and they leave it in there and it soaks in there. Right, so that's already good. That's the same exact case. So Gemara says, Ma'udatema, you might have thought, came in the revicha, since these troughs are much bigger, they're much wider, they're much longer, so then shalbu avira d'vulabali, you might have thought that the air goes in there, and the kli is not going to absorb the flavor from the chametz, kamash malon, therefore Rava says, no, that's the same din, etc., etc. Okay, shkoy kol rabosai, I thought it was a pretty fun daf today, but Mr. Shem, with Chazara, it'll be even more fun. Either way, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.